Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 1 or a few questions about the conversation. The conversations and the questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 11. Are you going to be able to come with us to a football match this evening?
I'd love to, but my history assignment is due tomorrow, and I still have 2 chapters unfinished.
What will the man probably do this evening?
Question 12. I've been waiting all week for this concert. The performance is said to be excellent, and with a student's discount, the tickets will be really cheap.
I am sorry, but I have to tell you I lost my student ID card in the canteen last week.
What does the woman imply? Question 13. How well are you prepared for your presentation? Your turn comes next week Wednesday.
I spent a whole week searching on the net, but ended up with nothing valuable.
What did the woman say about her presentation? Question 14. Since I came here, I've had to stay up most of the night for the last few days. No matter what time I go to bed, I always wake up in the middle of the night.
Your biological rhythms probably haven't adjusted to the time schedule here.
What is the man's trouble?
Question 15. What's the difference between a lecture and a lesson?
Well, both of them are imparting knowledge, but the main difference is that a lesson involves more participation.
What does the man mean? Question 16. Did your pictures of the night view come out like you expected?
Actually, I ran out of film before I could even begin. I didn't realize I'd finished the roll.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 17. I'm sorry I've put your uncle to so much trouble.
Don't worry about it. He is the sort of man who is never happy unless he has something to complain about.
What do we learn about the man's uncle from the conversation?
Question 18. Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the nearest bank?
Of course. Go to the corner and turn left. The bank is right on the corner. You can't miss it. But today is Sunday, and the bank is closed.
What does the woman mean? Long Conversation 1. Thanks for stopping by, Anne. I'd like to talk to you about a research project I thought you might be interested in. A friend of mine is working at Yellowstone National Park this summer.
Yellowstone? I've always wanted to spend some time out in Wyoming.
Wait till you hear what the project is. She's working with the buffalo population. The herds have been increasing in size lately, which is good in theory.
Yeah, but I thought they were in danger of becoming extinct.
Well, apparently because of all the winter tourists, paths are created in the snow. More buffalo are surviving the harsh winters because the paths make it easier for the buffalo to move around and find food. But it turns out that some of the herds are infected with a bacteria.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Brucella abortus.
Right. It's been around for quite a while.
Yes, it has. And because the buffalo population is increasing, they've been roaming more than usual, and the disease has begun to spread to the cattle ranches that border the park.
That's bad news. Isn't that the disease that causes animals to abort their young?
Yes, and it's caused a lot of controversy. Some of the ranchers even want to destroy the buffalo herds.
That's awful. Have they made much progress with the research?
So far, they've been collecting tissue samples from dead buffalo to see if the bacteria's present.
I'd really be interested in working on this. You know, I've been researching diseased animal populations.
That's why I thought of you. I took the liberty of mentioning your name to my friend. She's hoping you'll be able to spend the whole summer out there.
Well, I was going to work on my thesis a lot in July, but I'm sure my advisor wouldn't want me to pass up this opportunity.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. What did the professor want to talk to Anne about?
Question 20. According to the professor, why is the buffalo population increasing?
Question 21. Why does the professor think Anne would be interested in going to Yellowstone? Long Conversation 2. Hi.
Hi. I'm going door to door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Union. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. You know, I think I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us in the last issue. See, we are trying to protect and preserve some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You are the group that's opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Darwin Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus. Some of those trees are hundreds of years old.
It's a pretty spot. My friends and I had picnics over there by the stream.
Then you understand how we feel. We're going to organize a protest on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have a class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign this appeal letter. We are going to submit it to the administration to demonstrate how the students feel about this.
Sure. Let me get a pen and I will sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this booklet about the Student Action Union. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings. We get together once a month.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is, and I will try to be there.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22. How did the woman know about the Student Action Union?
Question 23. Why is the Student Action Union opposing the parking lot plan?
Question 24. What is the Student Action Union going to do on Thursday?
Question 25. What will the woman probably do on Thursday afternoon? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Next time you bring your kids in for a checkup, don't be surprised if the doctor asks about their tastes in entertainment. The American Academy of Medicine suggested last week that doctors work with parents to evaluate how much TV kids watch and what they see, what video and computer games they play, which websites they visit on the internet, whether they view R-rated videos without the company of their parents, what music they like, and what books they read. Doctors are worried that kids who spend too much time in front of the tube don't get enough exercise and can become overweight. The Academy is also concerned that the messages kids get from entertainment media can make them more violent and sexually active. The Academy recommends that children under age 2 not watch any TV. Children need activities to stimulate the brain during the first 2 years of life, says Dr. Miriam Barron, who chairs the Academy's Committee on Public Education. They need feedback and socialization. Older children, she says, should watch TV in a common area. Their bedroom should be electronic media-free zones, where they can have a quiet place to read, study, play, or just relax.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. What unusual question may doctors ask when giving kids a checkup next time?
Question 27. The Academy suggests that children under age 2.
Question 28. According to the report, children's bedrooms should... Passage 2. My first semester of college was the worst I've been through. I had made plans during the summer to share an apartment with two of my close friends from high school. But before we moved in, problems started developing. One of the two girls I was to share an apartment with was going to work instead of going to college. However, a week before we were to move in, she found out that she didn't get the job. She was forced to live at home and look for work. The rest of the two of us lasted for a month and then agreed that we couldn't make it with the higher monthly rent payments, I started looking around. I found another apartment and the rent wasn't bad. The place was noisy, but it was the best I could afford for the time. However, one day when I returned, there was smoke coming from the back of the house. The cottage had caught fire, and my room was a burned mess. I was once more out of a place to stay. I finally gave up looking around and moved home. I had to drive 40 miles to school every day, so I almost spent as much on gas as I would have on lodging. I was very bored. I almost lost the will to study. It had been really a bad semester.
Question 29. What was the speaker's plan before her first college semester began?
Question 30. What was the first lodging problem the speaker encountered?
Question 31. Why did the speaker move back home finally?
Question 32. Why does the speaker think her first semester of college was the worst?
Passage 3. The French are at heart traditionalists. Though they dearly love revolutions, they disapprove of shifts in behavior. Everything must be done properly, an expression that applies equally to getting married and getting drunk, stuffing a duck and filling in a form, addressing an envelope, and addressing a teacher. There is an established order of things, and the order was established by the French. The desire to maintain standards is best seen on any holiday in the summer. Were the Italians, the British, and even the Germans relax sufficiently to leave their faces unshaven, or mealtimes become irregular, or dresses become strange, the French behave as though they were still under the microscope of real life. French men and women take 2 hours over their morning making up. Watch any Frenchman at a campsite in the summer and see how long he spends shaving, trimming his mustache, and on general showers. Wives cook 3-course lunches which they serve to their husbands in the stuffy heat at little tables with linen napkins and polished dishware. The white wine must stand in an ice bucket. Everything is correct. The bread, the cheese, the sauce. Mr. eats greedily. Mrs. stands behind him and a little to the side, nodding happily. She will do the washing up immediately after the meal is finished. All will be neat and tidy before any other activity is even considered.
Question 33. Which people are keen on order, according to the passage?
Question 34. What will the wife do after the meal?
Question 35. What is characteristic of French people's lives according to the passage? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
The Romans built great aqueducts to carry fresh water from the mountains to the cities. Many of these aqueducts are still standing today. The Roman emperors even set up a government health service. They built the first great public hospitals in Europe, and they paid doctors to look after poor people. When the Roman Empire fell to pieces, these civilized methods of treatment disappeared from most of Europe for more than 1,000 years. People went back to the old ways. They lived in dirty conditions which helped to cause diseases, and they asked God to cure the diseases. They shut up mentally sick people in prisons, or they burnt them alive because they were supposed to have magic powers. But the work of the Greek and Roman doctors was not lost. Over 1,000 years ago, the Arabs moved into many of the Mediterranean countries. They took big parts of the old Roman lands. They translated the Greek and Roman medical books into Arabic. Arab doctors themselves made many new discoveries. When civilization at last came back to Europe, men once again translated the Greek and Roman works on medicine into Latin. Slowly, European doctors discovered again the things that the Greeks and Romans had known so long ago. Slowly, they began to make new discoveries and found out more about the way the body works.
The Romans built great aqueducts to carry fresh water from the mountains to the cities. Many of these aqueducts are still standing today. The Roman emperors even set up a government health service. They built the first great public hospitals in Europe, and they paid doctors to look after poor people. When the Roman Empire fell to pieces, these civilized methods of treatment disappeared from most of Europe for more than 1,000 years. People went back to the old ways. They lived in dirty conditions, which helped to cause disease. And they asked God to cure the diseases. They shut up mentally sick people in prisons, or they burned them alive because they were supposed to have magic powers. But the work of the Greek and Roman doctors was not lost. Over 1,000 years ago, the Arabs moved into many of the Mediterranean countries. They took big parts of the old Roman lands. They translated the Greek and Roman medical books into Arabic. Arab doctors themselves made many new discoveries. When civilization at last came back to Europe, men once again translated the Greek and Roman works on medicine into Latin. Slowly, European doctors discovered again the things that the Greeks and Romans had known so long ago. Slowly, they began to make new discoveries and found out more about the way the body works.
The Romans built great aqueducts to carry fresh water from the mountains to the cities. Many of these aqueducts are still standing today. The Roman emperors even set up a government health service. They built the first great public hospitals in Europe, and they paid doctors to look after poor people. When the Roman Empire fell to pieces, these civilized methods of treatment disappeared from most of Europe. For more than 1,000 years, people went back to the old ways. They lived in dirty conditions which helped to cause diseases, and they asked God to cure the diseases. They shut up mentally sick people in prisons, or they burnt them alive because they were supposed to have magic powers. But the work of the Greek and Roman doctors was not lost. Over 1,000 years ago, the Arabs moved into many of the Mediterranean countries. They took big parts of the old Roman lands. They translated the Greek and Roman medical books into Arabic. Arab doctors themselves made many new discoveries. When civilization at last came back to Europe, men once again translated the Greek and Roman works on medicine into Latin. Slowly, European doctors discovered again the things that the Greeks and Romans had known so long ago. Slowly, they began to make new discoveries and found out more about the way the body works.